Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio. I am Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. 1595 East Main Street right there in El Cajon. Big sale going on as we speak. Did I tell you they have 12 Raptors? They probably only have 8 now, but they had 12 Raptors in stock. They've got the new Roush Mustangs in stock. They got the Focus RX with discounts, RS with discounts. All in stock. El Cajon Ford, I'm telling you, where nobody, absolutely nobody treats you better. Just ask Tony Gwynn. Okie dokie. Hey, we do have Cars, the movie is coming up, and I've seen my first trailer this morning on TV. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
Lightning McQueen's going through some stuff.
Yeah. But it'll be, what day is it going to be?
June 16th.
June 16th, which is
I believe it's a Saturday.
Is it a Saturday? We'll have to check our calendar.
Oh, dear.
So, hopefully, I wasn't totally pleased with Cars 2.
Friday.
I wasn't totally pleased with Cars 2.
No, nobody was.
So, it'll be interesting to see what they're going to do for 3.
Yeah. There's a new Cars, new friends that he's going to have. He has a new trainer, and she's a girl, and she's a yellow sort of Camaro-ish type car. And then there's a new enemy or foe. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how this all. But well, is it the same actors?
It is, yes. We have Owen Wilson doing Lightning McQueen.
And Mater is?
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Right.
What is his name?
What is his real name?
Yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Larry the Cable Guy.
He does have a real name, but it's not Larry.
I don't know. I wonder what it is.
I don't know. It's funny.
Yeah, so that should be,
hopefully it'll be good. And I'm glad it's coming out Friday night because then I can actually go see it. You know, Father's Day weekend is going to be a little tricky because I have to go out Saturday night with my parents.
Who we got? Oh, Daniel Whitney.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks,
Borda. Okay, all right.
I'll be Daniel Whitney.
Whatever, huh?
I would be called Larry the Cable Guy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The name like that.
So, yeah. So that, how cool is that?
Right.
So that's the movie coming up. You're going to want to, start all the die casts and all the toys and all the
Yes. I saw a bunch of them this week in Albertsons and they're everywhere. All of a sudden now it's just all there.
All the birthday cards, all the wrapping paper.
And I got Cars 3 macaroni and cheese last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Serious.
Dead. Oh my serious.
God.
Of course.
Well, that's what we're going to have to deal with, folks. But that's okay. Hey, I just hope it is good. That's all I care.
Me too. It just has to be good.
it has to be good.
Toy Story did kind of the same thing. The Toy Story 3, I think, was much better than Toy Story 2.
I know. I did the same thing. I liked Toy Story 1 and I liked 3. I wasn't a real fan of 2.
Yeah. So hopefully they do a good job with it. But we're going to go see it anyway. Sort of like the Fast and the Furious when they came out with the Fate, the 8. We still haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
But I don't know if it's in theaters anymore. I think we're in that zone where we got to wait.
Well, I got a big-ass TV, so I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
D&V and Deer.
Dave has a new
65-inch.
Brand new 65-inch flat screen.
Thank you to Michelle and all those dogs.
Uh-huh.
I know. I couldn't have done it without them. Woof, 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 woof.
All the way to the bank.
In fact, I just got the bill. I got to go tell her how much money I want.
Oh,
but,
whoops.
Yeah, be that as it may.
Well.
Other racing news. Of course, this weekend is pretty jam-packed. They're at Pocono.
Well, yeah.
Dover. They're at Pocono next week.
The NASCAR?
Yeah.
And what are they? Xfinity. Let's see. Oh, Kyle Larson.
Yeah, can you believe it? He won.
Picked up a win.
Yeah, and they're battling as we speak, if they're not already over, so we won't go into the races that already haven't been.
Yeah.
The open wheel boys, IndyCar.
Yeah, Graham Rahal won. This is a doubleheader.
Actually won the second one? Who won the first
well,
one?
I'm saying it's still running, actually.
Oh.
I'm looking at it. He's leading.
Wow.
I'm looking at my app, but he won yesterday.
Interesting.
They did two races. Kind of unusual. It's a Grand Prix format. Uh-huh. So I like that because it mixes it up for these guys.
That's
and you just really don't know.
Belle Isle in Detroit.
Yep. Sure enough. And Joseph is second right now. And Will Power third. And Takuma Sato. Oh, my gosh. He was so amazing at the Indy 500. And he had the pole for today.
Yeah. Who owns his car? Isn't that...
He's got a Honda.
Isn't that AJ Foyt's car?
The team? Oh, I don't know what his team is.
Remember what his sponsor is? I think it's...
No, I was looking that up.
If it's All American Building, I'm pretty sure that's...
Not sure.
I don't know why that name sounds... It sounds like somebody that he would run, but yeah, that's pretty crazy. Have we heard any update on... Bourget?
That he had to give up his seat in the...
He thought he was going to be in this weekend.
Yeah, hoping. He had to give up his seat.
But his injuries were not...
He's recovering, yeah. He's on crutches and he's doing his thing.
Hobbling around.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm.
Did you ever hear what actually happened to his lower extremities besides being crushed?
No, just a lot of fractures.
It was more compression, I think, than mm-hmm. it was anything. I mean, yeah. He went into that wall hard.
Poor guy.
But at least he walked away.
Right. And he's having to give up. Tony Kanaan took his seat for the upcoming.
Oh, Kanaan's going to take his driver out? Oh,
okay. Yeah, for the upcoming Le Mans. Yeah.
Well, I have a little local updated news. We had the firefighter demo derby last night out at, or yesterday, out at Del Mar. And we had three races. We had four races. We had two qualifiers because we had 15 cars. So we had two qualifiers, a last chance qualifier, and then the final. And let me tell you what, these guys were crazy. They were just, oh, my goodness.
They didn't hold back.
Heartland
I'm guessing.
Wins again.
Really?
Yeah, I know. But I think the most important part of this Burn Institute and firefighter demo is how much money they raised for the Burn Institute. And they had a competition for the fire department that came up with the most money, got into the final without having to qualify. If they did not qualify in the first two races, they did not have to go to the last chance qualifier. They went directly to the main. Bob Fohl, Chief Fohl from Viejas Fire, had my station wagon. And when he was out with his first qualifier, because we didn't have straight pipes, he couldn't tell that they changed the carburetor and manifold, okay, from what I had on the car. And the idle went down low and it killed the engine. So he didn't know the engine was off. He was just pulling it in and out of gear, standing on the gas pedal, and nothing was happening because the engine was off. So once he figured that out, you know, and somebody came around and smacked the passenger door and the passenger side back door for no silly reason. The guy, he was just sitting there. There's no reason to hit him, but they did. So they drug the car off, and then they figured out what the problem was, got it fixed. And then because he was second highest fundraiser, he got to go right into the final.
Mm-hmm.
And the fundraising, just to give you an idea, the first place guy made $16,250, and Bob Fohl got $16,050.
Mm.
So that small little increment is what it did.
But, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then a total just from the car, the sponsorship for the cars was $77,000.
Unbelievable.
Going to the Burn Institute. They gave him a check and everything yesterday.
Excellent.
Unbelievable. And the driving was wild. So if you folks missed it, oh my gosh, you got to mark your calendar for next year. And if you know a fire department, you know, the problem we're running into is no cars. They're just having one heck of a time finding cars. So if you know anybody that's got a station wagon, a Crown Vic, Mercury Marquis, there was a BMW 750i.
Really?
2006.
Wow.
And you know our buddy Mark, his girlfriend has a 750L. So I sent him the pictures of it. this car could not take a hit to save your life. All four wheels were dead. Well, the suspension on a Beamer is not designed to take serious hits. And, oh, my goodness, they just killed that car. They killed that car. So his body wasn't that badly beat up. You know, a couple of corners, but, yeah, it just the wheels, could, the suspension mm-hmm. just couldn't take it.
Oh,
they tried, too. They had came back. Somehow they found a truck tire to put on it on the back. Yeah, mm-hmm. it was really funny. But and then, unfortunately, the Charlie Minch special, as we talked about last week, Bob was, once he got her fired up and going, man, he was just flying through there, and somebody hit him right square on the left rear wheel. And with the differential that's in that particular model car, there's clips that hold it together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sheared the clip. The axle came out, and once it came out, it caught and twisted. I mean, literally twisted and sheared it off. So
that's the end of the day for them.
And then somebody come flying around and smacked the right front fender so hard you would not believe it.
Your poor baby.
My poor baby. But there's enough left for next year.
Really?
Yeah.
They can salvage it.
So we're going to
see. Oh, good.
I told them, I said, just salvage it. That way you've got a car for next year.
Yeah.
And it looks good enough to where it should be fine.
The pit crew footage, the video that you had is hilarious. Okay, so how often do you see a pit crew with a chainsaw coming out and going, okay, well, here, we're going to fix it this way.
With no safety goggles to boot.
Oh, jeez.
And they were firemen.
They should know better. They should know better. Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's take a quick break. And, hey, we got Dirt Dude. He's going to call in and give us a blow-by-blow of the races last night at Barona Speedway right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
The Answer.
All right, folks, hey, welcome. This is Racer Radio right here on
Woo!
AM 1170.
The Answer.
I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by the good folks at Barona Circle Track, www.baronaspeedway.com. BaronaSpeedway.com, 1750 Wildcat Canyon Road. Racing going on constantly. Just go to the website, get the schedule, grab the family, grab your friends, grab a cooler,
grab
a blanket, a chair, and head on out because the racing is phenomenal. With us right now is Dirt Dude. He is the announcer, the voice of Barona. How you doing, bud?
What's up, Dave? How's it going?
Not doing bad at all. What are you doing? You sound like your head's in the pillow.
No, I'm probably a little sore from last night doing some screaming.
You and me both.
Night. Yeah, I think you had a pretty good time too at the Demolition Derby, huh?
They killed my car. But yeah, it was a good time. They raised $77,000 for the Burn Institute. Yeah, it was a good time had by all.
You know that going in. You're not going to give it to them. They're going to be like, oh, we're going to buff it and wax it and give it right back to you.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're going to tear this thing apart.
We're going to chainsaw it in a couple of speeds.
And you know what? After you get all done, they go, okay, what's your address?
Oh, no.
I said,
You're not bringing
this car back to me. No. I mean, it's salvageable enough. I think they should do it for next year. So what did you guys have last night?
Just a normal night of racing. It was kind of warm, and, you know, there's a lot going on. You guys are at the fair doing a demolition derby.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much going on. And Paris had their pass car night, so there's pretty much they had mods and streets and all this stuff going on there. But we didn't do too bad. We had about 68 cars show up, about 400 people.
Wow.
It was good. Well, one of the things we did between last race and this race, we got about 12, 13 loads of clay that someone donated to the track. We just had to truck it up there.
Mm-hmm.
So running that in, the heat races is kind of rough because it hadn't really got worked in yet. But by the time we cut it and watered it for the main, it was a really good track for the main. I mean, these guys are going everywhere. I mean, top to bottom, they were running pretty hard. I'll go through what we had. Our junior sprints, Caden McGowan got his first main event win for the season. And Deegan Irie got his third main event win in the Dwarf Car Masters and in our Sportsman Mini Dwarf Sportsman's. Charlie Carty got his fourth main event win. Onto our big track, the main event tonight for the Dwarf Cars. We had 22 car Dwarf Cars show up, and Darren Brown got his third main event win, and that thing was a rocket last night, man. I mean, he was actually gapping the the field. He was starting to pull away. It was closer at the beginning. If you guys get a chance to watch the video, it was pretty awesome. I mean, him and his dad back and forth for the first 5-6 laps, and then he did a slide job on his dad, kind of nerfed him a little bit, put him from second. Well, they were battling for first, so that's back to fourth, and he could never really recover quite that well from that. So it was a good battle there. Street Stocks, Chris Cuss Fritz got a main event win, his second main event win for the season. And that was a good battle, too. A lot of battling going on between Brian Brown and who was the 22 of Brian Fitzgibbon, Zachary Bua tire. Coming on the front straightaway, managed to save it, got in the hot pit, came back out, and actually finished fourth. Not too bad.
Wow.
And our pro ponies, Dennis Taylor got his third main event win, and Michael Thing in our stock ponies got his second main event win. IMC Modifieds was a good battle. Let's see, where did he start at? Matthew Hicks started fifth, somewhere back there. He started eighth in the main, and he finished second. Cole Dick got his, I don't know, he's got three main event wins. So that was his,
wow.
Oh, his second main event win. Got his second main event win, held up Matthew Hicks, which now he's got 3 second places and a first place. Had the kid Mitchell Nini come out and race at our track. He hasn't been there forever. And then our last main event of the night was the Pure Stocks. Jason Aldridge, main event win. That's his first one for the season. And it was a good night. Had a guy come from out of town for the Dwarf Cars, one of the heavy hitter guys, and he actually didn't finish that well because he was running with our guys, and they were fast. Matt Sargent was, like, out of Las Vegas area. And he runs the race team, so he was coming out. And that was a good night, man. It was like, once we got past the heat races and everything, it turned into a good, good night.
Mm. How'd Brittany do?
She had a battle the whole night, but she did well. She didn't have the car that she had for the main events. Actually, I think she got bumped around a little bit, lost a spot, missed a transfer spot, had to go to the B main, worked her way through the B main to get to the A main.
Wow.
So, where was she at right here? Brittany Sandoval started 20th and finished 12th.
Wow. That's really good. You know, considering the size of the track and the competition, was she she should be happy with that? Yes, no.
She was happy with it. I saw a post that she had that she was so excited because her and the four Ron Dunlap. She goes, I battled with Ron Dunlap, and Ron Dunlap's a past track champion. They go, it was great just like running with him. And she was like, I'm sure he's probably tired of seeing me behind him the whole time.
He'd be a lot unhappier if she was in front of him.
Yeah, there's a few that didn't have a good night, you know, a couple of DNFs. Had some cars go out, you know, mechanical problems, some damage problems. So it was a good night. Those dwarf cars are super, super fast. Now that's one of my favorite divisions we have. IMC Modifieds and dwarf cars are pretty much the leader of my list, and then you get the pro or the stock cars, street stocks, and then like the pure stocks. Those are pretty good too.
And you had 22 dwarf cars last night? Did you have to do two sets?
We had to do
two heats?
Three heat races.
Three?
And
yeah.
Then this is the way it works. So you do three heat races. The top five transfer to the A main. The top three from each heat race redraw the pill pick for their position.
Mm.
The top nine is not set. You have nine cars pulled from each heat race. You know, three from each heat race gives you nine, but that's not their finishing position. All nine of them redraw for their position that they're going to start in first or ninth.
Mm.
Wow. Sounds like fun time had by all.
Yeah. And then if you finish in the top five in the heat race, you're going to advance. If you don't finish in the top five, you're going to go to the B main, which we pull five more out of the B main into the A main.
Mm.
So Brittany, like I said, she had her work cut out for her. She worked the whole time that night. She said she was wore out.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably still sleeping.
I think she's real excited. You guys are going to do something for our friend Dee Dee and powered by Dee Dee and Purple Stride on the
pancreatic cancer. Yeah,
that's I think Sunday the 11th.
Yeah, she's really pushing to get a lot of people into that. She's got two bands and a brewery and the whole Purple Stride. She's trying to coincide all this together to be at KUSI so we can try and do this. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to get the brewery to do a limited edition or run on their beer to have proceeds go to DD and Purple Stride. So if it all comes together, it should be really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing it. I mean, I had to sort of semi-bump somebody to put her in, which I don't normally do, but I kind of looked at the cause factor and figured out which would benefit, and so I decided. And the other person, it's not a big deal. I mean, they're not having an event. Theirs is more of a item that I think is pretty cool, and I think the people should know about it. So I'm just going to move them. I'll just move them out.
When you meet Dee Dee, you'll understand a little more, and you'll see she's a very nice person, but, you know, I see pictures of her now, and she's not the same person I knew,
right,
you know, months ago.
Well,
and that's the scary thing. She's the same person on the inside, but doesn't look like the same on the outside. But, you know.
Well, Brittany was very, Brittany really, 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 really wanted to do this, and, I mean, she's been texting the you-know-what-skis out of me, so. And I didn't have anything. I didn't have an opening. So I decided, what the hey, I'll just bump this. And I actually have two on that same day anyway. I just got too much stuff to do. I don't have enough hours. I don't have enough
TV. I never heard you had two on a Sunday before.
I don't do two on a Sunday normally. I don't. I mean, they're not really a fan of it. But I took Pam some fresh eggs and begged her, and she said yes. So I think we're going to actually do it. I'm going to have to stay even later because we're going to do one. We're going to have Austin Edwards come in on the 9 o'clock, and then Brittany's going to come in on the 10 o'clock. So with Hot Mess, and so consequently, I'm going to have two race teams there. And did you see this morning?
I thought the Hot Mess was on a Friday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's this Friday, coming Friday, and then Brittany on. Yeah, so. Yeah, and then Austin. So I'm going to have racing almost all weekend. And I had Sarah on this morning and then on TV today or radio today, and she came in with a comp dragster that was kind of cool.
Yeah. I missed that. I was in the hospital this morning, so I didn't get to see much of that.
You all right? Was it you or somebody else?
It is my daughter. It's been a long night. I get done with the races, and I'm like, oh, well, my daughter's having stomach problems. So we head to the hospital, and I've been in the hospital all night. And she had her appendix removed in the middle of the night.
No. How old is she?
She's 18.
Oh,
well, it's usually it gets up.
Just graduated high school. Uh-huh. So we're like, great.
You have an 18?
Because, you know.
You have an 18-year-old?
Well, she's actually 17. She's not 18.
Yeah, but you have a 17. You have a 17-year-old. How old are you? I didn't think you were that old, dude.
And like 30. I'm up there. I just don't show my age.
But. Oh, see. Must be all that good, healthy living.
Living up there on Barona Speedway. It's eating all that tri-tip.
Running around all crazy.
Yeah, inhaling all that exhaust from you. It's got to be good for you.
Got to be.
So as we're going to look into next race, 2 weeks, on the 17th, a figure eight race. We're going to have fun with that. So next race is going to be a big figure eight race.
All right. Sounds like good time had by all. BaronaSpeedway.com. BaronaSpeedway.com.
And speedy recovery to your daughter.
Yes.
I know that's rough.
Go buy her a Baskin Robbins milkshake and she'll be fine.
She's doing good.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care, buddy. We'll talk at you down the road. All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
AM 1170. The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this is AM 1170.
The Answer.
And we have a very special guest on the line. This is ParisAutoSpeedway.com segment. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, ParisAutoSpeedway.com for all the racing schedules. There's plenty of racing still to go, and 4th of July is coming up, and that's an awesome race. So go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com or take a ride to 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Hey, we got Steve Fangmeyer on the line, and guess what? He won the IMC race last night in Paris. Steve, congratulations, man.
Thanks, Dave. It was a long time coming and a really cool experience. You know, it's we put a lot of thought into, I have, about what it would be like to win the first time, and anything that I thought might happen or how it might be was far exceeded by the awesome fans at Paris. It was really cool to get out of the car and see everybody standing by the fence and
wow,
and cheering us on. It was a great race. It was
Give us a race. Give us a blow by blow.
Well, we started ninth. The heat race was really good. Car felt good. Started ninth in the main event and just moved forward.
How many cars in the main event?
I think they started 21 or 22, but 25 cars checked in the back gate. So it's the biggest field that we've had this year. And, you know, continuously, Paris has had the biggest car counts of every IMCA-sanctioned modified race this year,
mm-hmm.
with the exception of, like, specialized tours.
Mm-hmm,
the biggest on the West Coast. You know, the least we had was 21 cars. So the fields are competitive, and Paris is a great racetrack, puts on a great service night after night. And so to be able to win one with the caliber of race car drivers that are there, especially last night, it was extra special.
Wow.
But we started ninth and just worked up and found a pass for second with about 6 laps to go. And we had a guy come down from Bakersfield last night, Brian Clark, and we had a caution with 4 to go. I tried to make a move, and then it didn't stick. And so I kind of thought that, you know, he was able to pull out enough that I was starting to run him down, and I didn't know that we had enough time, and got another caution. And I told myself under caution that, you know, when we're going green, you got one last chance, and you got to take advantage of this right now, or you better settle for second. And I drove it down into one for all it was worth, threw a slider on Brian, and just kept on going. He tried to drive back underneath me off two.
Mm-hmm.
We had a nice little drag race down the backstretch, and never saw him again.
All right. Drag race down the backstretch. Yes, doesn't get any more fun than that.
No,
bring her home, right?
You know, coming to the white flag, yeah, it was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, you know, Sean Stewart from Hesperia tried to give us a run the last couple of laps. He got around Brian, too, at the same time, and, you know, showed me a nose a little bit the last lap, but...
Mm.
Yeah, you know, just not enough to make a run at it.
You held him off.
So
we held him off.
So did you start hearing all sorts of things coming apart in the car on that last lap?
Oh, you know, it was every demon you could possibly think of. don't drive it too hard into the corner. You know, there's a vibration. Oh, there's this. Everything. Yep. You know, everything that they tell you that you think you're going to hear, I heard it all.
Oh, jeez.
Jesus. Now, are you you're on radio communication with your team, right?
No.
Oh, really?
We're by ourselves.
Oh.
All we have, you know, we have a one-way radio from the race director down
right,
to us. He
right.
can talk to us, and he tells us when there's caution.
Right.
Sure.
Things like that. But we don't have any communication with our guys.
God.
And you can, you know, when my guys tend to stand by the wall on the front stretch, and under green flag conditions, you don't have time to look for communication to your guys. So under caution, you know, they're pretty cool, and they try not to tell me what to do too much unless they know that there's, you know, something that's a lot better.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
all they kept telling me the whole race was, you know, be calm, be smart, be calm, be smart. You know, our little hand signals.
Mm-hmm.
And with 2 laps to go, we're under caution. And I drive down the front stretch. My crew chief, Jim, is pointing at his head, telling me to be calm, be smart. I'm shaking my head. I said, there is no time to be calm right now.
Wow, that's...
But, you know, I have such an amazing support system. David, it's unreal. You know, for my sponsors, you know, Racing Plus, Harold and Liz do a great job. Terry with Dogwood Acres Campground, rent a home, not a house. He, you know, not only does he sponsor the program, but he also puts in a lot of time helping us at the racetrack, going to different races with us, and he's a fellow competitor at the same time. So it's really cool having somebody with his experience on the track to be able to communicate to, and I tell him what I see, he tells me what he sees, and we're able to make a lot more positive changes that way. And, superior steering wheels, iBox springs, AMSOIL, BMS, the chassis builder BMS by Extreme, domestic diesel, Shifty Illusions, Walker Performance Filtration, Lawler Towing. They all just help out so much. And then, you know, Gold Fuss Racing Shocks, we got on a program with them last year, and it's been getting better and better every step along the way. And, you know, we took the time over the off season. We went to a Race Logic chassis school in Brian Littleton. You know, we're able to meet with some of the really good guys in the modified racing world, Kelly Shryock and Kevin DuPont, and really learn from some guys that have been there, done that, and, you know, pick their brains and learn from their experience. And not only, you know, all our sponsors have helped, and all my crew guys, Jim, my dad, my mom, Kenny, Keegan, you know, my buddy Eric, my girlfriend Jennifer, Dennis, everybody's helped out, Terry, everybody's helped out along the way. But, you know, that chassis school really helped us as far as, like, understanding some things that, you know, maybe we knew what it did, but we didn't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
now we know why and can take it just that step farther. As far as, you know, oh, maybe we need to slow down the right rear birdcage indexing just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And before, I never understood why we would need to do that. I just knew that dropping this bar did that much.
Gotcha.
You know, so, you know, our program's come a long ways, and I think last night showed it, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So, so what's next?
We're going to win the next one.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no reason why not. I mean, and you're going to run at Paris, so it's not like you haven't got that track figured out.
Yeah, we're going to go, I think, in the middle of the month. You know, Paris doesn't race again until July 15th.
Mm.
We'll be back at Paris with the stock cars. And, you know, we're going to be there on the July 1st for the 4th of July demo cross fireworks. We're going to be there hanging out. But between now and then, you know, we like to try and hit a couple races a year. And Jimmy Reeves, you know, who's the chassis builder, also has been great as far as tech support for our group. He's from out here and they're relocated to Kansas to build race cars.
Mm.
And he's coming back out here for a week and going to race Hanford and Santa Maria. So I'm going to try and make those two races with him. And, you know, try a little different track, a little different surface, and then give it a go there. But we're definitely going to be regrouped, ready to rock and roll for Paris on the 15th and show them that this wasn't a fluke, that we've been running good all year. And, you know, we're not just somebody that's going to be there to run, you know, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th anymore. That if they want to win, they're going to have to beat me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell by the tone of your voice, and we've interviewed you a lot, that you're a different person today, I have to say.
I appreciate that. You know, over the last couple of years, we kind of joked about having a monkey on our back about every little dumb thing that could possibly go wrong has gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
From lug nuts coming loose, to wheels coming off, to parts breaking that nobody has ever heard of these parts breaking. You know, we've had it. And, you know, I think we just finally got through our trials and tribulations, and the guys that we work week in and week out, you know, we're it's starting to pay off, and
right,
our speed has gotten better and better. The car's gotten better and better. And
so are you at the top of the points right now with this win?
No, you know, I missed the first race of the year because we were waiting for the chassis to get repaired.
Mm.
So we were 11th in points going into last night. Of the 3 points races Paris had, I was only there for 2 of them, and we were 11th in points out of 40 people. So we were doing pretty good. And then, you know, this first place is just going to propel us. I think the next closest person that was in the top, 10 in points finished 8th or back. So, you know, maybe 4th, but it was a good points night for us. You know, if you want to consider that for IMCA points.
Sure.
For the Paris track points, That win last night gets us into the championship, the chase, if you want to call it that, for the last race in October.
There you go.
You know, you, they do like the NASCAR style. You win and you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we get one freebie. We can miss one race. And I got mine the first race of the year.
Perfect.
And so we won. We're in. You know, the only other were Mike Kirby and Joseph Altig. I think those are the only other two that are in for sure. And there's no discounting it, you know, just like I want to be that guy that when people show up and they see me pulling into the pits, and they know they're going to have to beat me. Those are two guys, you know, you're going to have to beat them.
I like that. You're going to stress them out.
You know, for unfortunately, you know, Mike had a little bit of issues last night. And if there's one regret, I didn't get to pass Mike Kirby to win that race. But, you know, the night's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so with that being said, how are you doing with your track announcing?
You know, we only did it that one time, and you know, if Don and Scott and the crew need me again, you know, they're more than welcome to ask me to do it and fill in whenever they need me to. But you know, after that one night, I kind of told them the same thing that I'm trying to focus on our program and get better and win races. And that's the ultimate of where we're at.
Right.
And I have no problem helping them out. They've supported me huge. You know, give me the opportunity to get on the radio with you and some other things that we've done, and have, you know, plugged my sponsors and for all the help that they provide me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't thank them enough for that. And, you know, giving us a great opportunity, a great place to race. You know, I've been all over the West Coast racing different racetracks.
And, sure.
You know, Paris may be a little more expensive to get into, but you pay for what you get. It's premier.
Right, and it's like a family up there. It really is.
Yeah.
It's a family.
Exactly. There's very few places that are better.
Well, I don't know.
And nowhere in California.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know of a dirt track in California that is of the quality and the caliber of Paris. And I'm talking from the promoter all the way down. I mean, I don't.
And yeah, you know, the competition.
Ugh.
We lined up ninth to start the main event last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew in my head there was a realistic chance I could have finished ninth. Mm. I could have finished 12th. There's just the caliber of drivers.
Right.
You know, the track was a little bit different last night than it has been all year long.
Mm. How
come?
And I think it fooled some people. And, you know, good, right, wrong, or indifferent, you got to... Every night, the track's not going to be the same. It's not cookie cutter. It's not an asphalt track.
Right.
You know, you know, 90% asphalt tracks, you know what the main event's going to be like before you get there.
Right.
And a dirt track is not like that. The amount of water, the humidity in the air, the amount of sunlight, the temperature, the wind direction, everything plays into what that surface is going to be come main event time. The amount of cars, you know, and I think everybody expected last night to be a lot slicker, dry off a lot more than it did.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the guys that I expected as I was coming up to the field to be going right up through the field with me weren't, and they kind of took me by surprise. Wow.
All right. Well, hey, Bam Bam, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for not only winning and putting us on the map. I love it when you guys win, especially you, because you are so well-deserved and your team. Can't ask you enough, and look forward to the next race and hear from you again with a second win. I know it can be done.
I appreciate it. Maybe we need to start like a Dave Stahl karma thing going on.
I think it's a real thing.
Yeah, trust me, my friend. I've had a lot of guys and girls call me the prior to a race and win. So as far as I'm concerned, you can call anytime you want prior to a race, and I'm here for you, brother.
All right, Dave, we appreciate that.
All right, keep the rubber side down, the shiny side up. We're going to take a small break, and we come back a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio.
On AM 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. This is Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. for all of your automotive needs. If you're looking for dyno pulls, if you've never had a dyno pull before and you're building a race car, well, then you sure need to have that done. Because if you don't, then you're never going to know where you stand when it comes to, you know, getting your car all tricked out and ready to go. So that would be my suggestion. We don't have anybody calling in, but we got some more news.
Yeah, speaking of getting your car tricked out, if you are a Nissan, Nismo, old restorer of Z's, or you have an old Datsun or a Roadster from the 60s, it's Japanese, that was, you know, produced by what is now gobbled up into Nissan. Good news for you, because the Nismo Performance Division is rolling out a line of official, factory-approved, so this is going to be OEM-type stuff, restoration parts for you, and they're starting off this fall. They just announced it this week in Japan, and they will start with parts for the Nissan Skyline R32 GTR. So why is this important? Because before this, you were on your own Z's and you were trying to go to eBay or the Pick Apart and hope to God you could find something like that. But or your friends, you know, who wreck their car, which is how we do it on the RX-7 and RX-8 forum. It's like vultures. So you don't necessarily know if you're getting something that's been used, abused, whatever. But this is so cool because they're coming out with brand new stuff that you can buy. Now, they don't have pricing. My little crystal ball over here tells me it's not going to be cheap. But if successful, and if a lot of people participate in this program and buy these parts directly from Nismo, they're going to expand the program. They're going to really, they know that there's a lot of people who have vintage Z's. You can tell. You go to the Japanese classic car show. I mean, there's just, people do really value those cars, hang on to them, and take really, really good care of them and bring them out to the shows. So even though this, our radio show really doesn't focus a lot on Japanese or, you know, cars, even though that's my thing, we don't talk about it too much, but... Right. This is a really big segment of car fandom. There's a lot of people who really just like Japanese cars.
Right.
And so if this is successful, if you have a Datsun 1600 or a 2000 from the 60s, maybe even a 510 or something like that from the 68s to the 70s, stay tuned because they might just actually give you parts for your car too.
How cool would that be?
I think it's great. And this is something that's come in to play because there was a federal government rule that made it really hard for them to bring in parts for cars unless they were 25 years old. These cars are so old that they can do this. And it's going to be, obviously, a profitable thing to do. So you know how car manufacturers are. They're not going to do anything if it doesn't make them any money.
Well, of course. I mean, why would they bother?
Yeah. So anyway, that's a cool kind of semi-racer type of item.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Irwindale has some fun stuff coming up. We don't always have somebody call in from there, but... as Fangmeyer was mentioning, they have at Paris, they've got July 1st. They've got some special program going on that night with fireworks, right? But there's also at Irwindale, they have Independence Day fireworks as well and a night of destruction going on July 1st. And they're saying destruction events TBA. So I guess just go to their website, go to the Irwindale Event
Center. Have you been to that track?
No, I haven't. No,
cool
I wanted to go and see Drifting.
No, I know.
I really wanted to go see that.
It's a baby Irwindale. I mean, it's a baby Irwindale. It's a baby Auto Club Speedway.
Ah, all right.
And I can't figure out Drifting, how they judge it. I watch it on TV. I cannot for the life of me figure out how do you judge that? Have you seen
it? Yeah. It's really an exhibition type of thing.
But I mean, can you figure out how to judge it?
No.
I can't even.
And I should ask my friend Kyle Mohan, who drifts. He drifts a Miata.
A Miata?
Yeah.
That's kind of trippy.
It's fun. It's fun to watch.
Well, it is rear-wheel
drive. It's very maneuverable.
Yeah, I know. It's rear-wheel drive, so it's just a matter of throwing your tires to the wind.
Yeah, I put him on my racer radio page.
Talk to us about racer radio. There's all kinds of stuff on there. You're posting like crazy on that.
I know, and I'm trying to add you as an admin. I think I'm doing it right now.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so what I try to do is on our Facebook page is, for instance, Shelley Woodridge, she does the practices at Paris. She had a thing on that was coming up. Anything to help the racers, enhance their skills, get an edge,
right?
Troubleshoot. So if you want to get hooked up, I try to do that. I try to post that whenever I know she's got a practice session coming up. She doesn't do it all the time, but like there was one on Friday.
Is that through Western States Racer Expo?
Exactly. Yeah. So if you go, I think she has a separate page though. I think it's called AP 101 on Facebook. And so it's like Advanced Prep 101 or something like that.
Gotcha.
I try to also post interesting things about, like I say, Tom Lohan, anything about motorsports and records being set, big victories.
And if people got suggestions for us, feel free to go to Racer Radio and send a message.
And message me.
Maybe you want to be on radio.
Right.
Maybe you're wondering how do you get on radio to get some coverage.
Yeah, if you're a racer and you need to know what we could do for you, hit me up.
And we do not charge a dime to put you on radio to promote your car, your sponsors, your family, and your team. We just do it because that's what we feel like our job is to help the young drivers move up through the ladder. And when we say moving up the ladder, we don't care what rung you're on. As long as you're moving up and you need help, we're here for you.
So, absolutely.
RacerRadio.com.
Well, you just go to Facebook.com and look up Racer Radio. We're the only Racer Radio on Facebook.
Absolutely.
And you know, last week I mentioned I would give away an autographed commemorative 24-hour Le Mans poster that Sebastian Bourdais signed.
And
for the first person who liked our page, and you know who it was? It was Dirt Dude.
figures as much.
I forgot to mention that when he called in today. But yeah, he's the guy. So hey, Dirt Dude, if you're still listening, and your poor daughter, if you're not helping your daughter feel better.
Well, you need an address so you can send it.
Yeah, you got to PM me if you want it. If you don't, maybe
we'll give it to somebody. We'll give it to Brittany.
We'll give it to the next person who likes the Facebook page or who has maybe somebody out there is a big fan of Sebastian Bourdais.
Oh, yeah.
So let me know. Just PM me on that, too. Because
absolutely.
Unless Dirt Dude doesn't want it, it's still in my hands.
That's what we should do. We should start doing stuff. Maybe get tickets from Barona or get tickets from Paris and then give them away through Racer Radio.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. And we would like suggestions. What do you want to see on the page?
Yeah. Or what do you want to hear on radio?
I just put on there what I like.
Well, it's racing, but I interviewed last week with San Diego Velodrome.
You better explain what that is.
Yeah.
What is a velodrome? Well, I mean, I'm seeing visions
big,
of bicycles
circle.
Going around in in a steel ball.
That's it. Well, they're not in a steel ball, but they're on a very well banked asphalt track.
Oh, it's
right
track.
There in Balboa Park. And I am what?
You're now added as an admin.
Oh, good.
Dave is now an admin on the Racer Radio page.
Right. So the velodrome has been here since 1976.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what, folks, it is looks like it's going to be a hoot. So I've applied for the position of announcer. Now, if I get it, fine. If I don't, I don't care because I'm going to put them on radio and TV because this is such a cool program. You wouldn't catch me bicycling around the circles. But
so bicycles, no motorcycles.
No motors.
Just bicycles. And no
world
electric.
World class.
No electric bikes.
Nope.
It has to be human powered.
World-class riders come to this track.
No
That's
kidding.
How that you should see this thing. It's beautiful, and the city has been just open arms.
Wow,
they basically
know.
Gave them the property. I mean, they had to pay for the asphalt and the lighting and all that, but yeah, San Diego Velodrome. Stay tuned. We're going to have more information on that. Gun Sports Radio coming up next. Lance is in the house along with Michael Schwartz, so you will want to stay tuned. Michelle, thank you very much for all your help. It's been a wonderful show.
Always.
Have a nice
My pleasure.
Drive back to Orange County using Waze.
Yes. Waze.
Waze, Waze, Waz,
Woos. Happy trails, everybody.
Who cares
till
about
we
the
meet again.
When we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.